Okay, here we go. This is the third episode, podcast, whatever it is that we do, of Wrinkled Sheets. And why did we call it?
This is only our third?
Huh?
This is only our third?
This is only our third. We did two, and then we took that week off, and then we went to Hawaii because we thought we'd do one in Hawaii, but we never got around to that for whatever reason.
We were having too much fun.
Is that what it was? Even though I packed all the equipment?
Huh? I'm sorry. I was enjoying the sunshine.
I was too. What'd you think? That was your very first time to Hawaii. What do you think?
It was amazing.
Favorite part?
Hawaii is amazing. Diving.
Oh, after all that diving, now that you're thinking
just
about it?
Just because I overcame, like, I was freaking scared to death.
Yeah.
You don't understand. Like, because I had that breathing thing. What's it called?
The regulator?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I had the regulator in my mouth, so I couldn't talk. If you would have heard the words, I would have been saying, oh, I was so freaking scared.
I saw that you did the kind of thing when she told you to get over by the stairs, the steps on the back.
I couldn't move.
And I was like, ooh, I think that she just said the F word in Janet talk.
Yes, I may have. It was, yeah. But once I got down underneath the top of the water, it was
down
beautiful.
Underneath the top of the water?
I haven't even started drinking.
You mean once you got underwater?
Yeah. Wow. I just got done telling my boss today how I hate people that use too many words. You know, say what you want to say, get to the point. Don't use 20 words when you can use 3. I just did my pet peeve.
You did, didn't you?
Sucks.
Once I got beneath the surface of the top of the aquatic water thing that God has placed on the island, I was all right.
Yes, but once I got below the water, I don't even know. It was great. It was beautiful, and I still don't know how to swim with flippers.
You did.
But I don't really know, and I don't, like, okay, I'm going to admit this to everyone. The diving instructor had to hold my hand the whole time I was under the water. Because I swear I would end up in Australia. Because I don't know how to, like, where am I? I know up and down. That's obvious.
That's pretty obvious.
Hello,
up and down's
corals,
pretty obvious.
Corals uh-huh. below me. The light is above me.
Right. The fish are in front of you or beside
right.
you.
Right. Beautiful fish. But, like, anything else, like, I would be afraid that I would just, like, start. And she would have to, like, direct me, like, let's go this way or let's go this way. And. Yep.
But you had fun. What was your favorite
was
fish or aquatic, God's aquatic creature that you saw?
I think I like the black and white spotted one. I don't know what
I don't even
called.
Remember if I saw that one.
It was very stylish looking, like, because I like black and white polka dots, and it was a black and white polka dotted fish. I didn't see any pink ones.
I didn't see any pink ones either, but I did see that one that had the really long fin off
yes.
the top. Really long fin.
Like you see in books and like on TV.
Yeah.
That's how I felt. Like the whole time we were underneath the surface, I'm like looking at all this stuff and it didn't feel real. It was like I was looking at a book or I was on like watching TV.
Did you see the Hawaiian fish, the hunu, hunu, kunu, humu, humu, kumu, poo-poo fish?
He did not introduce himself to me as that.
No? And I know that's not the right way to say it, and somebody will let us know. But there's like that's that one fish.
Hawaii has a fish?
Yeah, that has a name about, you know, 12 inches long.
Like all the street names.
Yeah, it's like unhunu, kunu, poo-poo, a-oo-oo-oo fish, you know. And we decided that we couldn't live there because we couldn't ever know what street we'd live on.
It was hilarious. We turned on the GPS because we were trying to find our way from point A to point B. And it's the talking GPS.
It's Siri's retarded sister.
Yeah, and she just, it was hilarious to even hear her trying.
Turn on ka'a, ha-ha-ha, poo-poo-la.
Yeah.
What? What?
You know, it's just pronouncing the way it's spelled. But that was hilarious.
Yeah, and you were like, well, I'll turn this off if it starts to get annoying. Okay, turn it off.
I thought you liked it.
No, I did.
I was like,
I was
I'll
laughing
turn it
the
off.
Whole time.
And I don't think the people in the back seat
especially the
hear.
One that whatever street was that ended in, ha ha.
Yeah.
Ha ha. Turn on. Ha ha.
It was comical. It's not as funny when you do it in Denver.
It's not.
No.
But everything, once you're in Hawaii and you start looking at all the words, because all the Hawaiian words are, you know, ono and ahu and upu and ono.
Leaky, leaky.
Yeah. And every word starts to look like that. So, you know, like, what street is this? I think we're on Onoua. one way. This is one way street.
I thought Hawaii was a U.S. state.
It is.
I know it is. I'm joking.
It's the 57th state.
Yes. It felt like I was in a different country.
It is. And that's why I like, and that's one of the reasons that I love it. And it's one of the reasons once you got there and you saw, why does anybody say, why don't you just go to Mexico?
Yeah.
If you want to go to the beach, why don't you just go to Mexico?
Those are the cheap people that don't want to pay the money to go to Hawaii. You know that.
That's exactly what it is. I mean, it has to be.
Right.
And it's not. It wasn't that expensive. I mean, it was, but it wasn't.
It was pretty expensive. Like, I could never live there because food itself. One of us would have to join the military so we could go to the commissary on base.
Well, that would be you because you're the. They'll still accept you.
No, I think it's 27.
Oh, is it?
I'm 28.
You're
too
old for the military?
Dang it.
Wow.
I know. Well, anyway, I was talking to my friend at work. He grew up in right where we were,
uh-huh.
in Oahu. And he was in the military, and he's planning on going back for Easter. And so I have plans to have him grab us a bottle of Mahalo drinking
uh-huh.
water.
Do you tell him where to find it? Or what?
I told him he's not going till Easter.
Yeah.
So I was like, as that approaches, once your plans get solidified, let me know, and I'll give you a list of where it's at.
The vendor places.
Yeah.
Because it's not in the stores. I had the chat today with Michael Senna, the guy that owns the other...
T-Radio V,
who we do the other podcast for. I was like, I'm in Hawaii, and I can't find this stuff anywhere. Why can't I find Mahalo water? And he's like, because it's... They do it to vendors. They do it to expensive resorts. They do it... So he goes, it's so they can charge like triple.
Okay.
Because it's supposed to be the best. I mean, that process for Mahalo water, they're taking it out of like 3,000 feet in the ground. It's not like just turning on a tap.
Right.
They're pumping it out of the... So
yeah,
I guess that's the one reason you can't find it in the ABC store, which you didn't appreciate till you got there. There is one on every fucking corner, is there not?
There is, but everything is so expensive even there. Like, you would think ABC... You told me it would be cheaper.
It was cheaper.
I paid $5 for two hair ties.
Yeah.
Actually, you paid $5 for two hair ties for
me.
Oh,
I did? That shit's expensive.
I know. I knew you'd change your tune. You were checking out, and you're like, hey, throw it in here. But, yeah.
But you saw, compared to other places,
yes,
the ABC store was cheaper.
But the best place was the swap meet.
All the things to go and see in Hawaii, your one goal was, can we go to the swap meet?
Right, because I wanted my tourist trinkets, and my insider told me that that's where you would find it cheaper. And did we not?
Your insider.
Yeah, my friend that lived there for 5 years said that that's where you find it. And was everything not cheaper? I got a sweatshirt, which I was having trouble even finding on the island, for only $15.
That's true. And they did have, I love the fresh fruit places that they have. So we ended up getting fresh mango and coconut, which I don't... Had you ever had?
No.
Like,
I don't like
we
it.
We cracked the... You didn't like it?
No.
Oh, you ate some?
I know. I tried it.
Oh.
Maybe if the stuff on the outside
was gone.
Had been
instead
taken
of that
off.
Little bit of skin still left on it. But yeah. That's cracking open the shell and eating it.
Right.
I did like the papaya.
That was very good.
I didn't realize it had that kind of a...
Fuzzy,
stainy
yeah.
thing on your fingers that... was really tasty, but you know, I've always just had it like in a fruit salad or a juice
right.
or something. I was like, nope, this is the way it comes. When you cut it open, you get this stuff all over your face and fingers. Like, okay.
And you got a Sons of Anarchy Honolulu shirt, which I didn't know existed, but I know you're gonna be happy every time you wear that.
I will be very happy. And I didn't realize that the shirt said crew or whatever it is on the
yeah. Yeah, like it was part
like
of the
part of the TV
yeah.
crew or something. It's weird. It's probably just one of those knockoff ripoff.
Right.
They'll
but
probably
it's
be
still
sued
cool.
if you wore it. And
right. Don't be meeting Jax wearing it.
Yeah.
I'd wear your Sons of Polarity shirt.
Which is the Sons of Anarchy is on tonight.
It's Tuesday.
Tuesday
isn't
night.
It? This holiday week's confusing the heck out of me.
See, normally we would have done this show on Monday.
But you were
but
not feeling
I was not
well.
Feeling well.
For once, I wasn't the one complaining.
Yeah. I'm thinking the dive messed with me.
I'm wondering, because you got all stuffy
mm-hmm.
and I, yeah.
I think because the pressure, I don't think I pressurized equal, you know.
Oh.
Because remember right after I was like, my ear and face was kind of like hurting, so I think it's just sort of moved around my face and sinuses.
So your brain
and yeah.
Are you feeling better today?
I'm feeling better today.
I'm happy.
But, well, thank you. Yeah. But I would not have missed the dive for anything. It was one of the things
amazing.
That I was looking forward to. One of the three things that I was looking forward to, but I did not do two of them.
What were your two you missed? Because I know I missed two.
I missed renting the scooters. I really wanted to rent scooters and ride around the island.
Yes.
And I missed getting the shrimp truck on the North Shore.
And that was one of my... I had my three things. Because going with a group of people, I'm not stupid. I know that everyone's going to want to do everything. And just, I figured I'm the most quiet out of the group of us. So
you'll do whatever we do.
Yeah. I'm not going to yell at anyone. Anyway, so my three things were the swap meet, which we did.
Uh-huh.
And I loved. And I wanted to do the shrimp trucks. And didn't get to do that. And I wanted to try a North Shore slushy snow cone thing.
Oh, you didn't do the Hawaii. We didn't get you a shaved ice.
No.
Oh, those are delicious.
Thanks for telling me.
I'm sorry. I didn't. We could have gotten one of those right on Waikiki. There is a great Hawaiian
but
shaved ice place.
But I was told the ones at North Shore are the best.
It's shaved ice with flavoring. Mm. But it's the Hawaiian style that they do
great.
It. Yeah.
It was amazing. It was an amazing trip. The waves when we went to the North Shore were bigger than normal, and they were just beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And palm trees.
But now do you see, and we go back to why I keep saying this to people, where do you like to go? I love to go to Honolulu. I like Oahu.
Right.
Because nightlife.
There's so much to do.
So much to do.
They had a Forever 21.
There you go. What more do you need?
And a Cheesecake Factory that smelled like poop.
It did, didn't it? I know the restaurant itself didn't.
Probably
but it's
not.
There was something in the street or a manhole cover or something right by the restaurant that you're like, oh, I would not want to eat outside.
I am not wanting Cheesecake Factory right now, ever.
No, but the reason I was saying that I like it is because you can either do that Waikiki touristy thing with all the funky, kitsy kind of Hawaiian stuff. And then you can drive around to the other side of the island.
And that was a great drive.
And it wasn't it beautiful? You
that
were
was
alone.
A great
it's
drive.
Empty beaches. It's jungle. It's kind of, mm-hmm. There's like three separate islands sort of on Oahu. And that's
right.
That's what I love about it. People are like, I never go to Waikiki. It's too crowded.
Well, if you want to be alone, you can stay at home.
That's thank you. Yes. That's the way if you just want to be
awesome.
Alone.
It was great people watching.
Yeah, we had a discussion on the podcast.
Oops.
Huh?
I can duplicate those.
No, that's fine. No, you can't. That's fine because we had a discussion about people watching and whether do you get in trouble for it or do you point out people or
there's a style like you don't. We're not mean when we do it. We're not like
no.
Standing
we mean they
up.
Mean to each other. That's what Trevor and Chris today we were all talking about.
Oh.
Do you know like what are you looking at? I'm people watching, you know, because some people will get mad
right.
That you're just like, what are you looking at? The same thing you're doing. I'm people watching.
So
with
the
you.
Person you're watching catches you and you get in trouble.
Yeah, even though you're both people watching.
There's a style like you just you keep the creepiness down and
the creepy
you skim.
Level.
And in Waikiki, you have sunglasses on the whole time, so you don't get caught doing anything. I couldn't see where your eyes were. Were they on the hot girl or were they on the fat girl?
They were probably on both at some point or the other,
if
we just want to be honest with the...
I felt like the fat girl. You know, I worked very hard, and I don't know, unless you're Photoshopped, if a bathing suit ever looks perfect on anyone.
I have to agree with you.
Like, there's
always
something...
I didn't feel perfect in my swimsuit.
Like, I know you see these girls in magazines and TV, but, like, in real life, people...
They
like,
live in the gym.
Yeah. And that, I was talking to my coworker about this. I bumped the mic.
That's
I hope
okay.
That didn't affect anyone's
I heard
head. I was talking to my coworker about this. Kind of, we were talking about Hawaii, and then the AMAs were on. And Pink, who has had a child within at least the last year and a half,
mm-hmm.
She performed, and she has an amazing body. It's like, you know, I've never had children, and I can't get that. But then you stop and think, well, they don't have jobs where they sit on their butt for 8 hours a day and have to sit on their butt for
and
8 hours a day.
And they have trainers.
Right, they have trainers. And they can be in the gym those 8 hours
mm-hmm.
if they want to.
I think the trainer, I'm not sure it's the time, but I think a trainer has a whole lot to do with what you do, because they know exactly, like, you need to do 20 minutes of this and then 10 minutes of this. Let your body rest. Now do this. Because the one time that I used a trainer for a very small, short period of time because they killed me and I never wanted to go back, was they had a routine like that. Like, you're going to do 20 minutes of this and now go do free weights. Now come back to the machine. Now do this. Now, and I was like, you know, I'm getting tired. You can give me five more. No, I can't, and I don't really want to. Give me five more. No.
See, I don't think I would do well with a trainer. No. I'm kind of independent.
Yeah, I would love to do a trainer again. I would definitely do it again if I had one that worked with me, that I felt like.
Well, that's not their job. Their job is to push you and make you better.
Well, I'd be okay with that if they pushed me at my level. You know, if they know that, okay, you're just now starting.
Right.
I'm not going to kill you on the first two sessions. Do you see what I mean?
Right.
If they worked with you all along, like, hey, you're getting better. Let's
so
do 10 more.
So you could not do those boot camp classes.
No. Because remember when I first started doing the bike at the gym, I was doing like 10 or 15 minutes and like, and then I was up to 45 minutes on your own. It's, you do build up. You just have to build up. Don't
and
push
I've
me to 45
the
on the first day.
I started with 20 on the elliptical, and now I'm up to 45. I could probably do more, especially I've got a book I'm reading that just kind of makes the time pass, and I'm like, whoa, 45 minutes is gone.
Well, how do you do that? How does your body go up and down an elliptical, and you're still read without getting motion sickness? Because I watch y'all do that, or the
girls.
My
head's not moving. My arms are moving. My legs are moving. My middle section's moving. But my head,
are you telling me your head stays perfectly still?
When I'm reading, like when I'm not reading and I'm just listening to music, but I don't get motion sickness. Watch, tomorrow I'm going to throw up because I'm going to think about it.
I see the women running on the treadmill. They're running and they're flipping the pages. You see them running and flipping the pages.
That's what I love about my iPad. You just touch it and it goes. Like, there's no actual pages. I love that.
our pal Jeremy, Radio Jeremy.
He's gay, right?
No, he's not gay. He's married with a kid. And he's going to hate when he hears you say that.
I heart you, Jeremy.
I talked to him today. He went to look at the iPad mini. He goes, oh, I really like it. I go, why? Because it's an iPad and it's a mini? I don't understand iPad mini.
I think maybe I'm getting older and that's too small. I like the size of my iPad.
It's almost it's like magazine size.
Yeah, or even a book. Like, it fits comfortably in my hand. And
yeah, if it's
I'm
any smaller, it's just almost a phone.
Right. And you have to zoom in on everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Apple's a genius, knows how to get to everyone.
Well, I think Apple may be losing it. We were discussing this today, too, is that Steve Jobs, who was the creative genius of everything and made Apple. Now, for years, you were like, what, you don't use Apple to record music? What, you don't use Apple for your graphics? And what, you don't have an iPhone? And and now it's almost like they've become the new BlackBerry. You know what I mean? It's like, this is the business. You know, what, everybody's got one, and now the Galaxy comes out, and it looks like more like a toy and plays more like, look at all this.
My coworker got the Galaxy and she loves it.
See? That's what we were talking
about. But she didn't
have
an iPhone before. I think.
See, where iPhone was a cutting edge, now they've got to this point.
Anymore.
It's not really the cutting edge. And now they're just doing changes like, you got to buy a new adapter.
Right.
You got to buy
a new.
Which
just pisses everyone off.
Right. Instead of being something totally different,
they need to pull a Madonna and reinvent themselves.
Totally reinvent. Totally. Yeah. What's your suggestion? What do they need to do?
Oh, dear Lord. My brain doesn't think like that. I don't know. A hologram? Like, as soon as someone calls, their face is
pops
like,
up.
Hi, if you want it. Like, you don't want to be naked and someone's face is staring.
That always always worried about that. When I was a kid, they always talked about one day the video phone.
Going to the bathroom?
Right. What if or you, like, the phone call in the middle of the night, and you're like, and there's just a penis. You're like, hey, it's for you, honey.
Wow.
Well, no guide what a call. That'd be
right.
You know. Oh, speaking of of penises and bathrooms and phone calls, I just read a thing today.
Oh, okay.
A survey.
I'm
see,
like,
follow the bouncing thought. I just read a thing today that I wish I could remember the number. I could look it up and find out. But a ton of people are shopping while they're on the toilet.
That's disgusting.
they sit there with their phones and they shop while they're...
Oh my gosh.
Have you ever done that?
No.
Seriously? Come
on. I don't do a lot of online shopping because I know it can get out of control.
Do you ever use your phone when you're in the bathroom?
No.
Liar?
I'm not lying.
I see the door close and then tweet, 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 tweet.
You just try and piss me off, don't you?
What, is that, wow. Why? Does that piss you off? Because when people read your tweets, they're going to know that you...
Wow. Thanks, babe. How about the time I had to remind you to wash your hands? Ew!
Or how about the time you said, you might want to flush next time?
Oh, that was disgusting. Or we come back from Hawaii and your pee was still in the toilet from 7 days prior. That was the most disgusting thing ever. I think Butterfly almost passed out.
Was it bad?
It was disgusting. You couldn't see the bottom of the toilet.
Well, you know, that's how prisoners make liquor in prison.
That's disgusting, dude.
Well, I don't even know.
I should have saved it and said, hey, babe, come check this out.
Well, no, it's probably from one of those, why are we even talking about this?
You started it.
Well, you know, because you don't want to flush in the middle of the night because it wakes people up.
Right.
So, and then we were in such a hurry to leave.
Because we left at the butt crack of before dawn.
Yeah. Before dawn. That's probably what that was. And thank God it was not the other.
No crap. Literally. That would have been, oh my gosh, yeah. That would have been bad.
Don't you hate that?
I have a story talking about phones in the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
On my other podcast, me and my partner, uh-huh. Ashley.
Oh, your partner? Your life partner?
No. Uh-huh. But we talked about how her boyfriend always takes his phone in the bathroom, right? He listened to that, and he got self-conscious, and so he stopped. Well, about a week and a half, so it was before Hawaii, so about 2 weeks ago, I guess he went to the bathroom. He didn't have his phone. He put it in his pocket. Well, then when he went to get up from doing his business, uh-huh. and he went to pull his pants up, his phone fell in the toilet. And he blamed us because we made him self-conscious.
Could you talk about it on the podcast?
Yeah. So he had to get a brand new phone. Yeah.
Well, maybe he shouldn't take it in the bathroom.
Yeah, no
maybe
kidding.
He was shopping.
No, he wasn't. It was in his pocket.
He was shopping for a new phone.
Yeah.
If I was to shop, if I went into the bathroom with my phone and I even thought about shopping, the only thing I'd probably be thinking about is, I wonder if I should order some air freshener.
Oh, I totally want to have sex with you now.
Really?
No.
Oh. Wow, I thought I stumbled onto something there.
No, not at all. Jiminy Christmas.
Yeah.
Wow.
I farted today and there was nobody to enjoy it. I felt bad.
Okay, I had this conversation with my coworker today about farting. Because, you know, the couple we went with on the vacation with,
right.
They had a conversation about how she accidentally tooted in front of him. Well, they've only been together like 9 months.
Yeah, they already broke that wall.
Right, and we've been together 2.5 years, and the only tooting that's happened is from you. It was once, and you were horrified.
Horrified.
And I laughed.
It was one of those where you move wrong, and your body just goes... You know?
And your face was adorable. But, like... I asked my coworker who has been with her boyfriend for 8 years, and I was like, is that, like, do you guys, and she's
Do they fart in front of each other all the time?
I guess he does. He likes to do the Dutch oven.
Oh, yeah.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
And but
I'll do that for you.
She does not. She's like, you know, it happens. Everyone does it. So I just walk away. She's like, sometimes you can't help it. You're in a car for 12 hours, and you just roll down the window. And he doesn't ever say anything about it. But
it's
not
like
that. She
does it in front of him?
Yeah, not on a regular. Like, it happened. No, no. No, she's way classier than that. But, so, I think we're normal. I was a little concerned. Like, I'm like, am I prude? Should I be ripping wine in front of my boyfriend when he think I'm awesome then?
I think it's weird when people just blatantly do it.
Yeah, I grew up with that. Like, my brother... He grossed me out, like.
Yeah, no, but I'm talking about couples. Brothers are one that I farted on my sister when I was a kid. Yeah.
Your poor sister.
Yeah.
And you trust her to make Thanksgiving dinner for you.
I do, because she makes great Thanksgiving dinner. But I'm talking about the couples that do it. Couples that blatantly, like, just be walking across the living room. Catch that and put it in a jar. You know,
I've dated people that are like that. And now that I've been with you, I'm like, why did I put up with that? But, you know, when you grow up, brothers doing it,
and you
start dating, and you're like, oh, I guess people fart.
Is that going to be the title of your new book, new children's book? People fart.
Yeah. Yep, that's it. Yeah, so I'm very blessed to have you not being a big farter. Thank you for not being a farter.
Thank you for flying non-farting airlines.
Oh, wow.
Oh, speaking of airlines, let's go back to, we flew Hawaiian Airline. Would you like to give your review of Hawaiian Air?
I love Hawaiian Air. They fed me. They gave me free Mai Tais. I was able to sleep, which I don't do well on planes. And they had free movies. They had a little thing you could rent for only $15.
DigiPlayer.
Yeah, that played like 15 different movies if you didn't like the one that was free playing. It was so comfy and so amazing. If you're going to go to Hawaii, you must fly Hawaiian Air.
And they had Pog.
Yes, which is
Pog.
Papaya, orange juice, and guava. Guava.
Guana?
I don't know.
Did you say guana? Do you know what guana is?
Is that like caca?
Yes. It's bat shit.
I meant to say guava.
I hope they don't put that in there. Maybe that's what adds that certain papow
but
to
it's
it.
It's delicious, and we should buy some here at the World Market because I think they have it there,
I think
right?
They do.
Mm-hmm. And then I bet I could add some vodka and make a killer beverage.
Oh, I bet that would make a really good cocktail. Add some of your rum to it.
Oh, yeah, my coconut rum.
There you go. I think you might have stumbled onto something.
You should open a Hawaiian bar. I saw something today I almost bought for you.
What?
It's wine with the alcohol taken out.
That's called juice.
No, like it was Chardonnay. But it was alcohol-free. It was Moscato, alcohol-free. There was a red wine. I was like, what? Because first I see the wine bottle in Target, which here in Colorado you can't sell wine in a Target. And I'm like, what? What?
They do that a lot toward the holidays.
And I almost bought you a bottle of Chardonnay. I was like, we could sip wine together.
Mm-hmm.
And you would probably be like, I hate wine.
If there's no buzz to it. Because I buy that sometimes. I'll buy that the sparkling
Grape juice
that they put out for the holidays, just so I
didn't
like,
know they made alcohol-free wine.
I didn't either.
I was very shocked.
Because I thought that's what wine is. Wine is fermented grapes and
the alcohol,
sugar, and the alcohol is just there.
That the alcohol has been taken out. And it has to be able to be sold in Target.
Because
they can only sell beer, right? And it's the, like,
well, what do you think about the, while we're on alcohol, what was your take on the Mai Tais on the Hawaiian Islands?
They were really good.
But every place serves the best Mai Tai. Yeah. We have the best on the island.
I think the best one I had was probably the one the first night at the
Mai Tai bar.
Mai Tai bar. And maybe it was
but then
just
you didn't really like
one.
It because you were like, "Slum, this is
That's
delicious."
That's because I didn't know how to drink
this is
a Mai Tai.
Alcohol.
You gotta mix it up. Like I am not the girl that likes the dark rum at the top. So, and even though I didn't mix it up, it was still the best. But if I would have mixed it up, it probably would have been Stellar, or Gnarly.
You didn't like the catamarans Mai Tais as much?
Oh, that was good. That was a fun time. I think I was a little buzzed by the time we got on the catamaran, so anything added to my buzz was like, woo!
Speaking of woo, the dog just farted. I'm serious. After all this talk, Butterfly, who was at my lap,
to be cool.
She farted. My God. Oh, I sound like the guy from Magnum P.I. Oh, my God. Thomas Magnum.
What's Magnum P.I.? I'm just kidding. But maybe the younger generation doesn't know what Magnum P.I. is.
Of course they do, because Matthew McConaughey is in talks to play the role for a new movie.
Didn't they already do a remake?
They were talking about it,
I
and it
didn't
happen.
I thought they did one with Colin Farrell.
No. They what? Did Miami Vice.
Oh, oops.
Different TV show.
Oops. Matthew McConaughey is going to do Magnum P.I.? I'd totally be on board with that.
Would you be on board with that?
I would.
I did notice last night when we were watching Hawaii Five-0. In the past, you've liked it, but you haven't been as into it. But last night...
I'm a little bit more.
See?
I'm like, I've been there. I've seen that.
Once you go...
I know. I see
why you
love
it. And now
you
know why I go, oh, look!
Yes.
Oh!
Yeah.
There's the Hilton.
Yeah.
There's the...
I see why you're into it.
And we went to the Hawaii Five-0 bar.
Yes, and I had a...
Which was on the show last night.
Yes, I had a drink that was named after the girl.
Kona.
Yes, because it had Malibu in it, and it was good.
And was that the one they showed on the show last night?
No, that was like the It was the blue one.
Because that's right. You went right, like right off the bat. That's the drink they serve at the bar.
Yeah, because I remember it at the bar. It was a blue drink. Yeah, crazy. Well, it's a small place. Like, Oahu's not big. So, of course, if that's where they're filming, you're going to see tons of stuff, you know. And I love that.
So now we have, when we go to...
But I could not find McGarrett.
You looked all over for McGarrett.
All over. I finally had to YouTube him.
Every time somebody would come by with a tattoo on the beach, I'd go, is that McGarrett? Is that McGarrett?
No matter how big or small they were.
Is that McGarrett?
Like, no. I need Alex, what's his last name?
O'Loughlin or something? O'Lanolin or...
O'Loughlin. I think it's just like my friend's last name. Okay. So, O'Loughlin. Yes.
Well, we did it.
Already?
Yeah.
Damn. I mean, dang.
Oh, you cussed. Wrinkled sheets caught you cussing. Good for you.
Beat me out.
Yeah, we made it to 30 minutes already. This was fun.
Wow. This was fun, recapping our vacation.
Should we do this again? Or should we wait another 2 weeks so it seems fun?
No, not 2 weeks. We'll do it a week. We didn't wait 2 weeks. Yeah, we did. But it was only because of our vacation.
All right. Well, we discussed Hawaii, vacation, drinks, farting in front of your partner, the dog farting on me, and...
cute boys.
Yeah, whatever. Right. Well, that's it. Thanks for joining in and listening and downloading. And you know what? They haven't talked to us about it yet, but should we just throw in... Let's throw in our...
Pop chips. I had a bag today for lunch.
Did
barbecue,
you?
And it was amazing.
And, Perky,
and only 100 calories.
Perky Jerky, who we did take on the vacation. And
yes,
we
ate a lot of...
Perky Jerky. Do you see my tweet to them?
No.
I tweeted that we took it to Hawaii and we ate it while we were in Hawaii. And now my only suggestion is they need a Kahlua pig flavored beef jerky. And Perky Jerky wrote me back, love it. So wouldn't that be great?
They're always really good at responding to tweets.
They're very good.
Their social networking person is amazing.
Yeah. The Perky Jerky man, whatever.
Yeah.
All right. So Pop Chips, Perky Jerky. You find them both at popchips.com, perkyjerky.com. And you can find us at tradiov.com if you want to listen to Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine. And you can listen to my Remasculate on tradiov.com.
And if you're in the Denver area this weekend, Steve's going to be at the Comedy Works South.
That's true. I'll be at Comedy Works South November 23rd through the 25th, which is Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Right.
And so if you get it, if you're in the area, check it out.
No, we'll talk about next week. Next week.
Yeah. All right, guys. We'll see ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Peace out.
Pass out.
Aloha?
No, that's my other show.
Oh, mahalo.
Yeah, that'll work. Because you got mahalo sticker for your car. Did you put it on yet?
Not yet.
You
I can
got
wash
a pink,
my car.
Pink mahalo sticker. So wash it and...
Put it on.
All right.
You'll see me driving down the road.
All right. Peace out.
Bye.